Hi there, I'm Roger Hart from Movie Life Principles with another great message for you. How are you today? Are you ready to change? Great! Let's find out more about the life principle, today is tomorrow. My message has three sections. Number one, the movie scenes. Number two, the life principle behind it. And number three, your next steps. Before I go into the scenes, I need to explain the meaning of today is tomorrow. Today stands for the present moment, while tomorrow stands for the next moment, the next day, month or year. Tomorrow is the product of today. What we think, what we speak, and what we do now determines our future, even if that future is only a second away. Section 1. The movie scenes. Phil is sitting at a table in a bowling alley with two guys, Ralph and Gus. They philosophize about life. After some drinks, they leave, and since Ralph and Gus are drunk, Phil takes the car keys. Ready to hit the road, Phil asks them, "What if there were no tomorrow?" "That would mean there were no consequences, no hangovers. We could do whatever we wanted." Phil's the only one with no tomorrow, so he tries out the opposite principle. There is no tomorrow, therefore today is not tomorrow. He does whatever he wants. He drives too fast, hits mailboxes, and even drives on the railroad tracks. The police chase him, and after coming to a stop, one of the police officers gets out and knocks on his window. Phil rolls down the window and orders three cheeseburgers, two large fries, two chocolate shakes, one large Coke, and some flapjacks. Ha ha. Well, he finally gets arrested. But tomorrow, he wakes up in his bed as usual. No state officials and no prison bars in sight. Whew! Another scene. Phil enjoys a whole table of pastries, smokes simultaneously, and drinks coffee directly from the pot. He tells the waitress to keep it coming. Rita just sits there, dumbstruck. She can't believe what she's seeing. She casually asks him whether he worries about cholesterol, lung cancer, or love handles. But Phil doesn't worry about anything anymore. He knows his tomorrow, and his shape and health will be the same as before. Phil ends his life in every possible way. He gets stabbed, shot, poisoned, frozen, hung, electrocuted, burned. But he still wakes up tomorrow just fine. He steals money from a money transport and buys himself a car, a brand new Mercedes. He also tries to spend the night with Rita a lot of times, with no success. At the end of the movie, Phil finally wakes up tomorrow, the day after Groundhog Day, with Rita lying next to him. Phil: "Do you know what today is?" Rita: "No, what?" Phil: "Today is tomorrow. It happened." Now we're moving to section 2, the life principle behind these movie scenes, today is tomorrow. Remember, today stands for the present moment and tomorrow stands for the next moment, the next day, month or year. Tomorrow is the product of today. What we think, what we speak and what we do now determines our future. Our tomorrow. Phil is the only one in the world who doesn't experience a tomorrow. His situation is exceptional. He's stuck in one place where every day is the same. Every day is Groundhog Day. You might think that nothing he did mattered. But even in his situation, that's only partially true. Let's examine his exceptional situation first, and then let's look at our own. At first glance, Whatever Phil does today has no impact on tomorrow. But when you look closer, you see that this is not true. As we see throughout the movie, every step he takes or everything he thinks naturally has an impact on him. He tries. He changes. He plans. He learns. He plays. He grows. So every next day is different. As he acts in a different way, the outcome of the day changes for him and the people around him. Rita captures it best by saying, "I'm amazed how you can start a day with one kind of expectation and end up so completely different." When you compare the day she says this with the day they arrived in Punxsutawney, it's a whole other story. So even for Phil, his actions and thoughts today affect his tomorrow. For us, it's even more true, because we don't relive the same day over and over again. If we drive on the railway tracks and the police catch us, we get arrested and sent to jail. We don't wake up the next morning as if nothing has happened. Everything we do or think today has an influence on our tomorrow, and therefore our future. We have to guard both our mind and our actions in order to direct our future to where we want it to be. Our thoughts lead to feelings, which in turn lead to actions, which lead to results. Different thoughts lead to different actions. As we can see in the movie, even though he's stuck in one place, the progress in Phil's life is greatly affected by his decisions, which in turn give direction to the course of a day. This is true for him as much as for others close by. One day he's miserable, and he causes a lot of other people to be miserable. Another day, he's happy and caring, and this causes other people to feel happy, appreciated, and grateful. At this point, I would like to thank the creators of the Groundhog Day movie again, and Phil, who showed us how one can turn his whole life around. Are you ready to take action? The last section is about your next steps. Download our free worksheet for this exercise. You'll receive the website link at the end of this podcast. In Phil's own words, the question we have to ask ourselves is, do you want to be the navigator of your future? Do you want to be in charge of your life? How satisfied are you with your life right now? What we think, what we say, and what we do determines our future. Our thoughts, words, and actions today shape our tomorrow. Your thoughts. Are they mainly positive or negative? Are they encouraging or defeating? What do you think about yourself most of the time? What about others? Your words. Do you speak the truth? Do you actually say what you want? Can you express your feelings? Do you hold your tongue when negative thoughts or gossip is about to come out? Do you give positive affirmations or declarations to yourself every day? Your actions. Are they in line with your thoughts, words, and feelings? Do your actions make you proud of yourself? Do they create new, positive thoughts and emotions? Would you feel good reading them in your local newspaper? Make a tally chart. Identify your thoughts, words, and actions. Think about how you want to be and start to think, speak, and act in this way. Start today. To get your free worksheet for this life-changing lesson, visit us at movielifeprinciples.com. If you want to change your habits forever, our guide on how to establish new habits will really help. Subscribe to our mailing list and receive the condensed email version for free. Or for just a very small donation, you can download the full color all singing, all dancing version, which includes fun and inspirational cartoons and many more useful insights. I hope you request these resources. I know they will help you to live a better, happier, more successful and more rewarding life. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you liked it. Join me again for another life-changing lesson soon. It's a great honor for me to finish my message in the style of Phil. From Movie Life Principles, it's Roger Hart. So long.